Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
Okay, Dexter and Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tim.
Great, thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
I guess to begin with, just tell us something about yourselves. I guess we start with Mark and then we can go to Dexter. Then we'll talk about what is the Oscar Blue office, what's the purpose of it, and how business can engage with your agency, and then we can move around and talk about the conference itself.
Okay, sure. Are you ready for me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Mark Oliver. I'm the Director of Small Business for the Department of Interior. I'm also Chair of the Ostabu Council. I've been within the Department of Interior for approximately 26 years, going on 27.
Wow.
I have a rich history with the Department of Interior. Basically, the Department of Interior is an agency that is decentralized. We focus mainly on natural resources and Native American-related issues pertaining to Native, to Indian education, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of bureaus within the Department of Interior, the biggest of which is the National Park Service, which handles the National Park Service parks in the nation across the country. Also with that, we have the Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Wildlife Service, and many other entities across the board. We spent approximately $2.6 billion in contracts, and approximately 50% of those contracts have been awarded over the last 7 years to small businesses. We buy products from uniforms to construction to IT transformation services, et cetera. We have a number of opportunities for small businesses within the Department of Interior. Those areas focus on, for example, natural resources that support wildland and the boroughs program within BLM,
mm-hmm.
Office of Surface Mining, Geological Survey, et cetera.
Okay, great. And Dexter?
Hi, good to be
great.
With you. I'm Dexter Pearson. I'm the acting director for the United States Department of Agriculture, OSDVU office. I've been in this position since October of last year. Prior to that, I spent a number of years working on Capitol Hill. USDA is a huge agency. We're in every state in the United States. We are a very decentralized agency, as the Department of Interior is. Our main things that we do here, we focus on servicing constituents and people who reside in rural America. We have programs from helping small towns with police cars, to work in other countries, helping companies open up markets and distribute food products to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
We buy about $6 billion a year in goods and services.
Wow.
About 60% of what we buy is food products. Most people don't realize this, but we buy food for a school lunch program. We support the school lunch program across the United States. We support, we supply Indian reservations with food. We supply food to various food pantries, and we also buy food for when a federal disaster happens. We purchase food products. And we also do IT, construction, and a number of other things in our national forests, which are located all around the United States. That's a little about our agency, and we're just happy to be with you here today.
Great, thank you. Tell us, what is OSCABOO, what it stands for, and how does that play into government procurement when a company will try to solicit to the government and trying to buy their product or services?
Sure, Tim. The OSCABOO, as we refer to in many of the federal entities across the board, is an informal organization of federal small business directors. It stands for Federal Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization Directors Interagency Council. We're made up of the executive branch, 24 agencies. Large agencies, we have a number of supporting entities across the board. The purpose of the informal organization is to come together and discuss information on acquisition methods, information on small business programming initiatives and processes. We also support many outreach events that help educate small businesses across the board. One of the things that I do want to stress at this present time is that a number of federal agencies have submitted outreach calendar events on FedBizOps. That information
mm-hmm.
is there posted so small businesses can gain inside knowledge of procurement process for individual federal agencies and also meet the requirement of us reaching those individuals where they are on the ground.
Okay. Going back to the OSCABOO law office, I mean, it used to be at one time, someone said, it's really easy if you really want to do business with the government, just go to the local OSCABOO office first and then let them help you out to tell you what you need to do and then work through the system. Is that the same case, or if they want to look at products and services? I know they can go to fellow BizOps and it's like, oh, my gosh, sometimes it gets overwhelming. Should they be going to the local OSCABOO office first and try to find out what's needed for the agency and see if there's a good match?
Well, one of the things that we do within the individual agencies, we have identified individuals within the OSCABOO environment that are knowledgeable of small business activities throughout each of the agencies. We call them small business specialists. Those
okay.
are the individuals that can open doors for them in understanding the procurement process for the individual agency that they would like to focus or sell their products or services to. We advise individuals before they visit with an OSCABOO office to engage research methods, for example, using the websites of each of the federal agencies to obtain information pertaining to their objective, mission, and try to ascertain if that agency is a perfect match for them in reference to selling their products or services. Once they have done their initial research, we encourage them to reach out to the small business offices and gain acknowledgement of the products and services that might not be posted on FedBizOps or on their Forecast of Opportunities website. And then upon that, gathering all that information, we request of them to reach out and schedule a meeting with the OSCABOO offices so they can have a lively discussion, an educated discussion with the small business specialists. They are the keys to understanding the federal government, and they will walk them through the processes across the board.
Wow. That's amazing. We have a question right here regarding grants. Your office does not handle any grants, do they?
That's correct. They do not.
Okay. Is there, another question here, is there a list of OSCABU offices that's more centralized, or do you have to go to every website to try to get that current contact?
Well, there is a website that will be that could be used as a central location for all the OSCABU directors across the board.
Okay.
That website is www.osdbu.gov. I'll say it again, www.osdbu.gov. That
okay.
website will give them all the information they need for contact each of the individual federal agencies' small business offices. You would also find the name of the director, their support staff, telephone numbers, websites, and email addresses to obtain information pertaining to where they can go from this point in contacting the small business offices and representatives.
Okay, great. And moving towards, so basically that website has all the information they will need in order to reach out to those particular agencies, and then those agencies, the contacts will actually tell them what they really need to do.
Correct. That's right.
Okay. The conference itself, can you talk about the conference, and if you're a small business owner, what to expect with that particular conference? Could that really help you or to get your feet wet? I know it's been going on for a while, but if you kind of tell us about the conference and then we can go from there.
Well, Tim, I'm going to give you an overview, but I believe
okay.
that Dexter will be able to give you some more details about the individual workshops
mm-hmm.
From this point of view. Well, you
okay.
know that the conference is on its 22nd year. And we're proud to say that the conference has been moved to Washington, D.C., the first time in history.
Wow.
It has always been on the outskirts of Washington, D.C., but the demand was so great for us to move this premier conference for fostering small business partnerships between the federal government, local government, and state entities. It is a perfect opportunity for prime contractors, small business, minority businesses, service-disabled veterans, veteran-owned hub zone, and women-owned businesses. We are very excited about this conference this year because we have taken this conference not only to another level, but we have incorporated social media. We are presently on Facebook, LinkedIn. We're tweeting, by the way. And
mm-hmm.
this year, our conference will also have a cyber cafe. We would have a number of our PowerPoint presentations available via the website even before the conference, because this is going to be our first green conference for the OSCABU directors. Now, for the individuals who are planning to attend the conference, it is very important that they make connections with the small business representatives within each of the federal agencies. We feel that the individuals will walk away with a wealth of information that they would be able to engage at different levels within the federal government procurement process. Now, I want to stress that April 19th is going to be a great day in Washington, D.C. for this conference. The conference begins at 8 o'clock and ends at 5 p.m. We have
mm-hmm.
a number of senior representatives who will be joining us. But more important, we have a number of workshops that Dexter is going to talk about at this present time.
Okay.
Like Mark mentioned, this year we're offering a wide array of workshops, and as we put together workshops, we put together workshops that would benefit businesses that have just started businesses that have been at it for a while, and also for companies that are doing a good job and may be interested in doing a little bit more. And when I say a little bit more, or expanding out, we're going to be offering workshops to educate businesses on how to export their products to other countries. We're going to offer workshops on how to understand RFP when they actually bid for these contracts. We're going to offer a two-part series workshop to kind of walk them through the entire process so that they can leave there being ready to compete for some of these contracts. We're offering another workshop on how to do business with the federal government, just 101 walk you through all the steps and what to look for. We're offering workshops on ethics. A lot of times, you know, companies need to understand the ethical issue in dealing with the federal government. And just to highlight a couple of others, we're offering workshops that's targeted toward veterans, trying to get veterans back, help veterans who are starting businesses and veteran companies who are trying to get in the game and move to the next level in terms of doing business with the federal government. So as Mark said, we offer a large array of workshops, and the workshops will be going on in the morning and ending in the early afternoon. And also we'll be having business matchmaking, so where we'll be matching small businesses. We'll be matching businesses up with federal agencies and private companies so that they can do business. And the business matchmaking will be taking place the majority of the day.
Okay, so I'm just looking at your website at www.fbcinc.com, and looking at your agenda, and beginning at, you have the exhibit hall that's open, then you have business matching, which you mentioned is all day until 5.
Uh-huh.
So the exhibit hall, kind of give us an idea what happens at the exhibit hall.
Well, basically, during the exhibit hall, individuals can engage with program managers, contracting specialists, small business specialists on a personal connection with them. They will be able to talk about opportunities within those federal agencies. They will get to know the individuals that make decisions within the agencies that will give them insight on where we're going as agencies pertaining to our products and services needed from small businesses. Also on the floor, you will find a number of prime contractors and large contractors who are able to provide insight on networking and teaming arrangements and joint ventures. So I think that will be a place where small businesses can enjoy and interact with individuals who are decision makers and small business stakeholders within the federal government.
Okay, so all of those agency representatives would be in the exhibit hall. What about the prime contractors? Will they also have booths as well to be able to talk to people to subcontract?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. The floor is open for an array of discussions across the board with the federal agencies, with the PTAC organizations, that's Procurement Technical Assistance Centers, with Small Business Administration, with state and local entities, prime contractors, large businesses across the board. It's going to be a day of packed educational opportunities for individuals, not only in the workshop but on the floor at Exhibit Hall, and, of course, the engagement of individuals who are really interested in doing some matchmaking.
Okay. And the next door to that, yeah, the matchmaking. How does that process works with the matchmaking?
Well, with the matchmaking, companies have to register before the conference. And so
as they
register before the conference and insert their NEXT codes, and their NEXT codes pretty much tell the organizers what services they can sell to the government or private sector. And so as they register, they get matched with companies, private companies, and government agencies who can utilize their service. So the matchmaking consists of 15-minute appointments where businesses come in, they talk to federal agencies or private entities, they go over the capability statements to talk about, you know, what they bring and what service they offer. And so it's like a rotational thing. You know, 15 minutes, then there's a break, and then they rotate 15 minutes to a different organization to try to sell their services.
Okay. And I see you have a town hall meeting, and that is probably just a panel to ask certain questions. Or are they free to ask questions, or is just a panel discussion about certain topics?
Well, Tim, I'm going to be first one to speak upon this. Our panel this year is going to be headliners, basically, in each of the federal agencies, our deputy assistant secretaries, our deputy administrators, who are going to be on the panel to discuss the agency's commitment to small business. For example, we have HHS Deputy Assistant Secretary, the U.S. Department of Interior Deputy Secretary, and a number of other agencies across the board. Department of Ag will be joining us. We have about maybe 7 to 8 agencies that will be on that panel. This is going to show and demonstrate the agencies, the administration on the whole, I should say, commitment to small business and understanding that small business is the driving engine to our economy.
And you also mentioned something about exporting. I've been hearing this from the SBA a lot. Is the focus is really to get American products out of the country to expand for businesses? Is that the agenda right now? Not only are we serving our people here, but to make businesses grow, we want to focus on exporting our business.
Right, right. One of the priorities of the Obama administration is to increase exports, which will, the global market is a huge market, and so it gives the opportunity for businesses in the United States to sell their products to other countries, which will in turn create additional jobs here in the United States. So with this year, we're offering a new session educating businesses on how to export. We have people come in to talk about financing, what they have to do to get engaged, or the processes they have to go through depending on the products they sell, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's food products, et cetera. So we're going to have a workshop that really focuses on that and really helps educate the business owners on how to export to other countries.
Okay. In the expectation of the conference, if they say, okay, when you go there, hey, this is what you're going to expect to get. And I know we went through all the topics here. And the bottom line, what can they really expect? I mean, to there be able to have the opportunity to meet a prime contractor and see if there are some opportunities that can be a good match that way. The expectation also is to meet, I guess, some of those federal agencies to see if you see what they have on coming in a forecast and what they have right now. If we put everything in a particular bowl, when they walk away from that conference, what should they get at the very end?
One of the things that we're stressing this year for this conference is to ensure that when businesses walk away, they walk away with a clear understanding what the next steps are in maturing their business.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government has been mandated to ensure that the subcontracting plans are fully executed that encourage small business participation. So we're hoping that when they do conclude with that day event, that they will be able to engage in the teaming and joint ventures across the board to go after contracts by doing a joint venture or even doing subcontracting responsibilities and follow through with the prime contractors or the large businesses. Now, we're hoping that this conference will definitely give them a stepping stone to build upon so that this conference is not just a one-day event that happens annually, but a continuation of opportunities across the board as we continue to build from this conference into the next conference that will be in 2013. So we're hoping that this dialogue will be ongoing for these businesses and not only just to attend a conference on a single day, but to grow and mature their business through relationships.
Okay. We have another question here regarding we partially answered the other person's question. They were asking about the mailing list again. They want to know if there is an Excel spreadsheet a list of the OSCABU agencies, then versus have to go from the page and kind of clip and paste it, I guess.
As Mark stated, on the OSCABU website, they can go to that website and they can go to all of the federal agencies.
Okay.
Click on the link to the agencies, and that's www.osdbu.gov. And as they go to that site, there should be a link. It should be all the federal agencies. and they can click on that link and go directly to the agent, any particular agency that they're interested in doing business with, so they don't have to search for each individual federal agency.
Okay, great.
Now, Tim, you did ask the question, and Dexter told you what's on that website, but another reason why we don't create an Excel spreadsheet where we have a compilation of all the OSBU directors together, because we all are individual agencies. And we found that individuals, if they found information in a spreadsheet type structure, they will send the same capability statement to all federal agencies and not address the individual mission or objective of that agency. So in order to meet the needs of the agency, they need to be very specific with their capability statement that is based on the products and services that, that agency would be willing to purchase from them. So I think it will enhance their marketability within the agency if they address the individual agency's mission and objective and not do a blanket capability for the entire federal government.
Okay. When it comes to the since it's in Washington, D.C., this time around, was there any particular reason why it just rotated throughout the country? And just finally going back to, is it going back to D.C.? Did it start with D.C., or is this is the first time, period, is in D.C.?
This is the first time in Washington, D.C. It has always been on the outskirts of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
However, we are considering in restructuring the geographical location of the conference, or even considering having two conferences in a given year. We realize that the resources that it takes to do these conferences and the individuals that we service is not only in Washington, D.C., but we have to make the best of all the federal agencies combining their efforts. And maybe we can consider one here in, on the East Coast and then another one on the West.
Okay. Another couple of questions real quick. Regarding the scholarship opportunities, can you explain the scholarship opportunities on your website?
The scholarship opportunities on the website?
Yeah, we just had a text here regarding scholarship. They didn't understand. I'm assuming that there are sponsorships. I'm looking throughout. And here it says on scholarship opportunities, the first level is nothing, and then it's a dime is $13,000 and
you're
so
forth. You're
talking
about the sponsorship?
Oh, the sponsorships, okay.
Sponsorship, yeah. The sponsorships on the website are where the agencies or the prime contractors or large businesses can also sponsor activities that, that are taking place throughout the day. For example, the highest sponsorship on the website pertains to those activities that will give the most visibility across the board. For example, and I'm trying to get to that information for you right now, the Diamond sponsors will, some of them will handle or sponsor the Cyber Cafe, something that's new this year. The Platinum sponsors will also handle some of the tote bags, et cetera, and some of the green products that we're willing to give to the small businesses this year. And gold sponsors are mainly the federal agencies. And then we have some silver sponsors who are just supporting the event financially.
Anything in closing you guys would like to leave people, leave the audience with the experience that they will experience at the Oscar Blue Conference?
Dexter, you want to say something before
I... Yeah, I think that if people who attend this conference, they'll find it very useful and very helpful. There'll be a tremendous opportunity to network with most of the federal agencies, network with other small business people, to work on partnership opportunities, working together, some subcontracting opportunities. So I just encourage small business owners and large business owners to consider attending. We're looking for a record number of attendees this year. We're looking to have 3,000 plus people in attendance, and the White House is involved, and everybody is pretty excited about this being the first year of this event being hosted in our nation's capital.
Wow. Are we going to see the president there?
I'm not sure if the president's going to be there.
Wow. Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming onto the program, explaining the conference, and thank you so much for your time, especially
Tim,
on this short week.
Before we depart,
yeah.
Both Dex and I would like to thank you, but also we would like to acknowledge our secretaries of the two agencies that are hosts and co-hosts of this year's event. I would like to acknowledge our Honorable Ken Salazar, the Secretary of Interior, and his Deputy Secretary, David Hayes, who will be who are great supporters of small businesses across the board. And we're proud to have both of them as leaders within our agency here at the Department of Interior, who has promoted small businesses within the halls of the Department of Interior. So with that, I would like to say thank you on behalf of the U.S. Department of Interior, Dexter.
And thank you as well as on behalf of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, from our Secretary, Tom Vilsack, Honorable Tom Vilsack, and the Deputy Secretary, Kathleen Merrigan. They've been very big supporters of small businesses and will continue to do so. So thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you guys here in Washington on April 19th.
Oh, great. I was trying to make it down there. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a great week. Okay, take care. This has been another production of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download the episode on iTunes or podcast or part feed and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the program. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.